AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The latest Republican to join an already crowded field of GOP White House hopefuls is former Florida Governor Jeb Bush.
I'm a candidate for President of the United States of America.
The former Florida governor announced today in Miami and said he will give it his all by going everywhere and speaking to everyone. In Texas, Galveston County officials are recommending people on a low-lying peninsula leave in anticipation of high water and heavy rain. A storm in the Gulf of Mexico is expected to hit sometime tomorrow. There's still no confirmation on whether U.S. airstrikes in Libya over the weekend killed an al-Qaeda-linked militant. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani has more from the Pentagon.
Two American fighter jets dropped bombs on a structure in eastern Libya Saturday.
Our initial assessment is that it was a successful strike.
The target was Mokhtar Belmokhtar, but neither the Libyan military nor Colonel Steve Warren here at the Pentagon will say for certain that Belmokhtar was killed.
We're still conducting the post-strike assessments.
Belmokhtar was considered among the region's most wanted terrorists. He was charged in the U.S. in an Algeria attack 2 years ago that killed three Americans. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The Homeland Security Department says the private data of as many as 390,000 current and former employees, contractors, and job applicants may have been compromised in a newly disclosed computer hack. The hack of Keypoint Government Solutions is separate from the attacks on the data at the Office of Personnel Management disclosed earlier this month. The government knew of the Keypoint hacking in September. A DHS spokesman says notices started going out to employees in April. Notifications for people outside the department have taken longer. This is AP Radio News. It's a boy born to British actor Benedict Cumberbatch and his wife.
It was just a day after Cumberbatch was honored by Queen Elizabeth for his services to the performing arts and to charity when the 38-year-old actor's wife, Sophie Hunter, gave birth to a baby boy. Cumberbatch was nominated for an Academy Award for his portrayal of a computer genius in The Imitation Game. He's also known for his work on the TV series Sherlock. He and Hunter married earlier this year. She's an actress and director. A spokesman said the couple is delighted to announce the arrival of their beautiful son. Kyle McKinnon, London.
A leaked draft copy of Pope Francis's eagerly awaited encyclical on the environment calls for urgent action to protect the earth and fight global warming. A Vatican spokesman says the paper was leaked to an Italian magazine, but it was not the final version. He says the official encyclical will be released as scheduled on Thursday. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.